بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The chapter we are about to do is chapter relating to mud. So, the mud, elongation. حروف المد, letters are Alif, Waw, and Ya. We did it in the previous chapters about حروف المد, that these حروف المد are when they are in the ساكن state, meaning Alif will be a ساكن and which has a fatha before it, Waw will be a ساكن which has a dhamma before it, and Ya which will be ساكن and have a قصر before it. So in that situation and in that scenario, these three letters will then be called حروف المد. And when they are in that situation, they will be called مد الأصلي. The reason why it's called مد الأصلي is because these letters, for it to be pronounced, it will have to be lengthened. It will have to be lengthened. And that is part of the characteristic of these letters. It is the nature of these letters that they are lengthened. If they are not lengthened, then these letters will not be pronounced. So that is why they are called مد الأصلي, meaning the original, meaning it is part of its of the creation of these letters, that the letter can only be pronounced when they are lengthened. So that's why it is called مد الأصلي. Now, when other things happen after it, or when things are attached to it or come after it, then the nature of that mud, or should I say the length of that mud, can increase according to what comes after it. So really, in Tajweed, one goes over the rules that are related to the mud, meaning when something comes after it and how long it should be stretched. But here touched upon مد الأصلي just to basically as a مقدمة, as a precedent before the actual chapter that we are going to start. So مد الأصلي, the original elongation of two حركة, قصر, shortness. Now there are three types of مد. You have قصر, توسط, and طول. قصر meaning shortness. So that is the original length of every single حروف المد. Every single حروف المد, the length of that is قصر. That is the minimum. If anybody shortens that beyond, makes it even less in terms of prolonging it, then that will negate the letter, hence the letter will not be pronounced and that will be haram. So for مد الأصلي, it has to be lengthened a little. And how much? It said that at least minimum two haraka. Mean two haraka, or the opening of one finger or closing one finger. That's how much one should lengthen مد الأصلي. If a person decreases that length, then he has not pronounced حروف المد, hence he has omitted a letter which is haram. So مد الأصلي, which is the length of that, is قصر, and that is part of its characteristics, hence one cannot mess around or one cannot even shorten that. So Alif is one of the letters of mud which is preceded by fatha, waw is one of the letters. Remember, these are all in a state of ساكن, although they haven't mentioned it, but it is all in a state of ساكن. Waw is one of the letters of mud when it's preceded by a dhamma. Ya is one of the letters of mud when it is preceded by kasra. And as you can see with the following examples, that they are all in the state of kasra. So قال إنه يقول إنها قال. So قال, as you can see, that there's an alif after the qaf, and that alif is in the state of ساكن. And then you have إنها at the end, that after the ha there's an alif there, and that alif is in the state of ساكن. So if you can all repeat after me, قال إنه يقول إنها The next example is a waw madda. Allazina kafaru. As you can see, after the ra there is a waw which is sakin, and before it there is a dhamma, then that waw will be known as waw madda. Again, you have yaqu, there is a waw there which is waw sakin which has a dhamma before it. Then you have lu, there is a waw sakin which has a dhamma before it. So all these three are known as waw madda.
الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أراد الله
الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أراد الله.
The next example is ya madda. As you can see, after the ra there is a ya sakin, and before the ya sakin the ra has a kasra, hence that ya is ya madda. And then again after the ha in the last word you see a ya sakin, and the ha itself has a kasra, hence the ya will be known as ya madda.
Walil kafirin adabun muhin.
Walil kafirin adabun muhin.
Right. Before we go into the madd muttasil and madd munfasil, there's a few things that you should know. That Madd al-Asli is the original one, which means that it is the actual Madd which is present in those letters, and it is part of the nature of that of those letters. Now, due to letters, or due to the letters that come after it and the state of those letters, that original length of stretching, the stretching of the letters can be increased. Now that increasing can happen in four situations. So that these four particular situations of those huruf al-mad are called madd al-far'i. So you have madd asli and you have madd far'i. Madd asli is what we just did, the original madd of those letters. But if something comes after it, like hamza comes after it, or sukun comes after those huruf al-madd, then madd far'i will happen. Madd far'i is a term where something that comes out from the original. Like you have a tree trunk, then you have branches coming out. You don't get branches without having the tree trunk, right? The tree trunk is the original, and then you have branches coming out. So because these four mads that are happening afterwards are branches of the original mad, so when after certain things like hamza coming after the huruf al-mad, then these original mads, which you tend to lengthen by two harakas, can be increased up to six harakas. So these mads are called madd far'i. Now there are four types of madd far'i according to according to the situation where the huruf mad is and where the hamza is. So you have four types. One is madd muttasil, which we're about to do. Then you got one madd munfasil, again which we're going to do. And then you have madd lazim, and then you have madd arif. So there are four types. I'm going to explain to you all at one go, and then we're going to do it as we go along. So you've got four types of madd, four types of madd far'i. So you have madd muttasil. Second, madd munfasil. Third, madd lazim. And fourth, madd arif. Okay? What is madd muttasil? Madd muttasil, ittisal. Ittisal, closeness, togetherness. And here, it technically means where after huruf mad, we all know what huruf mad is, yes? Alif, waw, ya, sakin, when they have whichever haraka has before it, for it to become huruf mad. If after that, there is a hamza. in the same word. In the same word. Then that mud will be called mud al-muttasil. That will be called mud al-muttasil. If the hamza which comes after it is not in the same word, but comes in the beginning of the following word, then that will be called mad munfasil. Mad munfasil, infisal means to be separate. Infisal means to be separate. So this mad munfasil is called mad munfasil because the hamza doesn't belong to the word where the huruf mad, to the word which huruf mad belongs to. That hamza belongs to the following word. So it is not joint. It is separate. That is why this mad is called mad munfasil. And then you have mad lazim. Mad lazim means compulsory mad. That happens when you have a sukoon. When you have a sukoon or a tashdeed, either in the same word or in the same letter. Okay, I'll explain that afterwards. Let's go to the first two. Mad muttasil, mad munfasil. If you open up to page 17, mad muttasil, the joined mad, they call it the joined mad. Like I said, it's muttasil means, ittisal means to be together. Now because the hamza is part of the same word which huruf al-mad belongs to, that is why this mad is called mad muttasil. When a huruf mad letter, alif al ya, obviously in that state, is followed by a hamza in the same word, the mad is known as mad muttasil. The length of recitation of mad muttasil will be tul, 4 to 6 haraka long, 4 to 6 duration. Now, if you can see the example in the first one, the Alif Madda, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ نَصْرُ اللَّهُ. If you can see the Ja, you have Alif Madda, and then you have Hamza. Hamza belongs to the word Ja'a. Hamza belongs to the word Ja'a. So because Hamza is in the same word which Huruf al-Mad belongs to, then this Mad will be called Madde Muttasil. Now to make the matter very easy, you will see that the shape of the mud of mud muttasil is distinctive. It is different from the shape of the mud of which is mud munfasil. So straight away, without even looking of the nature of the word, you can tell that this mud is mud muttasil. That this mud is mud muttasil. So if you look at that shape of that mud, and you look at the shape of the mud munfasil at the end of the page, it's a little curly. Mud munfasil shape is a little curly, and that one is slightly different. It's like a kind of a bowl or whatever. Now they say the mud muttasil will be tul, i.e. 4 to 6 haraka. You can read it tul or you can read it tawassut. Although they've mentioned here tul, you can read it tul and tawassut. Tawassut is 2 to 3 harakat, and tul is 3 to 5 harakat. So you got 3 types of mud. Tul, which is the longest. Tawassut means middle. And qasr means the shortest. Right? Qasr is not permissible in mad muttasil. That is why this mud is also known as mud wajib. This mud is also known as mud wajib because according to all the Qur'ans, according to all the Qaris, one is not allowed to show on this mud. That's why it's called mud wajib. All the 10 Qur'ans, all the Salakirat we have, all that, every single one, Qalun, Haf, Warsh, all of them, they all say you have to lend them here. Once Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was teaching somebody, and that person then recited a verse in which he did not lengthen this. And he said, this is not the way Prophet taught us. He taught us to recite this way, longer. Hence, that is a proof that whenever the situation like this comes, it has to be lengthened. So that is why the name of this mad is also called mad wajib. Wajib means compulsory. We say in Urdu, don't we? Ye wajib hai, karna hai. You know, you have to do it. So wajib means compulsory. So another term for this is mad wajib. So you can't do qasr. You can't do qasr. Remember the three types of mad. The three types of length. Sorry, should I say? Tul, which is the longest. Tawassut is the medium. And qasr is the shortest. In this one, you can do the medium and the longest, but you can't do qasr. You can't do qasr. So tul is between 3 to 5 harakat, although they said 4 to 6. And tawassut is between 2 to 4 harakat, or 2 to 3 harakat. And qasr is 1. Qasr is? So example of the first one of Alif Madda.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ
سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ
سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ
سُوءٌ example of Waw Madda.
سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ سوء الدار
example of Ya Madda
هنيئا مريئا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم
There's another thing you have to bear in mind, that although you have different options in terms of length, you can do tawassul or tul, like I mentioned, whichever option you pick, you maintain that throughout your whole recitation. It's not like in one place you do tul and the second one you do tawassul, then you decide to go back to tul again. It's like hip hop. No, you carry on at one length. So if you decide to tawassul, meaning to 3 to 4 harakas, then you do 3 to 4 harakas all the way. You don't like then one place you do 3 and the next you decide you had a bigger breath, so you did a really long one. No, you've got to maintain whatever one you choose. The second one I was explaining was mad munfasil. Here I said detached, but the way I explain is that it is not part of the original letter, original word which huruf mad belongs to. It is separate, detached from it. If a word ends in one of the huruf mad letters and the following word begins with a hamza, then that mad is known as mad munfasil. The length of recitation of mad munfasil will be tawassut intermediate, i.e. 3 to 5 harakat. Again, this one also, you can do tawassut and you can do tul. Although it's mentioned tawassut, but you can do both. This mad is called mad ja'iz. This mad is called mad ja'iz. Because ja'iz means permissible, right? What does that mean is that it is not compulsory according to some of the qurras. Some of the qurras, they don't lengthen here, they just do qasr. What they do? Qasr, which means the shortest one. Okay? So that is why another name for this is ja'iz. But again, here also, whichever one you choose, you maintain all the way. You don't just chop and change whenever you feel like. First example.
Inna a'tainak.
Inna
for example.
Qu anfusakum.
Wa'lamu anna Allah.
Wa'lamu anna Allah.
Example we are. Wa fi anfusikum.
Wa fi anfusikum.
Walau ala anfusikum.
Walau ala.
Let me just explain one of the examples. So if we take the first example, inna a'tainaka, inna, which means we have, that is one word. A'tainaka is another word. A'tainaka means we have given you. Surely we have given you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. So that one, that surely inna a'ti. Inna is one word. A'tayna is another word. Now, inna, the alif madda belongs to inna, and a'tay, the hamza belongs to a'tay. A'tay, yu'ti means to give. So, that belongs to that word. So, as you can see, it's not belonging to one word. The hamza and the huruf al-mad is not in one word. If we take example of the waw, qu anfusakum, save yourself. Qu, qu means to save yourself, right? Anfusakum, qu means to save. Anfusakum means yourself. So anfusakum, you see the hamza on the anfusakum, that belongs to anfus, and qu, the waw madda, belongs to the word qu. An example of, again, the ya, wafi anfusakum, and within yourself, wafi means in. Anfusakum, yourself. So fi is one word, anfusakum is another word. So these are the two ones. Then, so the third one is Madd al-Lazim. I explained that right at the beginning that Alif, if it has any harf on it, then it is pronounced like a Hamza. In reality, it's a Hamza, although it's written in the shape of a Alif. So it is not Alif as we know as Alif Madda, but it is Alif, which is just in a written form, but pronounced exactly the same as Hamza. That's why they normally call it Hamza, because in reality it is Hamza. Alif will always be Sakin. That's why, because the nature of Alif being Sakin, you don't need to put Sakin, a Sukun on it. So if you look at an example of Inna Anzalna, sorry, give example, Idha Ja'a Nasrullah. If you see the Alif after the Dal, there's Alif there. Does it have anything on it?
Mm-hmm.
No. Why? Because Alif automatically is known to be in a state of Sakin. So you don't need to indicate to anything. You don't need to have any indication. Remember, at the beginning, when the Quran was collected and everything, there was no haraka. There was no all these signs. It was after Hajjaj bin Yusuf. It was after when he saw that people from far and wide was entering into the fold of Islam, and they were finding it difficult to read the Quran. To make it easy, he started putting, he got someone to, he gave them the job of putting the harakas in. Otherwise, even when you learn Arabic language, you learn the Arabic language, you learn it without having any fatha kasra. You can just pick it up, like you pick an Arabic newspaper, you'll see there's no fatha kasra on it. I don't know if it's Ida or Ja. No, you know straight away because you learn the language. You learn the language, you know where to put Fatha, you know where to put the Qasra, you know where to put the Dhamma, you know, and you know how to read this, you know how to read that. It was this for people who don't know Arabic. That's why, even though our children, we, majority of us don't understand Arabic, but we can read, we can recite it because we know because of the Haraka. Because of the haraka, because of the fatha kasra is there. So do we read Adha or do we read Iza? Do we read Uda? The fatha kasra Dhamma tells us we have to read. Not Adha or Uda, we read Iza. But if a person who studied Arabic, you take away all the harakas away, they will be able to read it. They know Iza only comes in the form of Iza. Right? And Ana, it comes in this shape. And you got Qu comes in that form. So they don't need to put any harakas. So when you learn the Arabic, inshallah, if Allah gives us tawfiq, then you should be able to read the Arabic language without having all these helps of fatha, kasra, dhamma, and all that. You just read it. You pick up an Arabic newspaper and you should be able to read it. Well, long call, but who knows? Inshallah, maybe possible. So then, the third one is مد لازم. مد لازم is segregated or made into four types. It's divided into four types. مد لازم is divided into four types. What does that mean? Means if the sukoon which comes after حروف المد. After حروف المد, two things can happen. Either سكون can come or تشديد can come. Do we all know what تشديد is? Put your hands if you know what تشديد is.
Yeah,
شدة.
Yeah.
Everyone knows it. If after حروف المد a سكون or تشديد comes, okay, if the sukoon comes and it comes in that same word, then that is called kilmi mukhaffaf. What is it called? Kilmi mukhaffaf. This is how you write it. So let me explain again. If after huruf al-mad, okay, or let me rephrase it. After حروف المد, either سكون or تشديد can come. After حروف المد, either سكون or تشديد can come. If سكون comes, and it comes in the same word that the حروف المد is, then it will be called كلمي مخفف. But if after حروف المد, تشديد comes, in the same word, it will be kilmi mustaqqal. Kilmi mustaqqal. So you go kilmi mukhaffaf, kilmi mustaqqal. So the definition of kilmi mukhaffaf and mustaqqal is if after huruf al-mad, if sukoon comes in the same word, then it will be kilmi mukhaffaf. Otherwise, if tashdeed comes, it will be called kilmi mustaqqal. Example of, I don't know if everyone is sitting upstairs. So we have kilmi mukhaffaf, kilmi mutaqqal. Did we understand what we said? If after huruf al-mad, if sukoon comes in the same word, then it will be called kilmi mukhaffaf. If after huruf al-mad, تشديد comes in the same word, then it will be called كلمي مثقل. Examples of both. الآن. This one is الآن. Now, as you can see, after ألف مادة آل that lam has a sukoon. That lam has a
sukoon.
This is one word. This is one word. After huruf al-mad, if a sukoon comes in that same word, it will be called kilmi mukhaffaf. Kilmi mukhaffaf. If after huruf al-mad, if a tashdeed comes in the same word, it will be called kilmi mustaqbal. Mukhaffaf means light. Mustaqqal means heavy. Sukoon is light. Tashdeed is heavy. So, as you can see, dabbatin. Dabba means animal, any living creature. So, as you can see, after huruf al-mad, the tashdeed, there is a tashdeed in the same word. So that will be called kilmi mustaqqal. So that's the two types of mad al-azm. The other two types, which is explaining here, if now this was kalima, kalima means, what does kalima mean?
Word.
Word, right? This was word. Now if it's harf, qaf, saad, is it in the Quran, isn't it? Saad, wal Quran, al-zikr, qaf, wal Quran, al-majid, noon, these are all what? What are they?
Letters.
If after, if there's a sukoon in the letter, then that is called harfi mukhaffaf. What is it called? If in the letter there is tasdeed, then that will be called harfi mustaqqal. Example of tasdeed. Alif lam. If you see Alif Lam Mim, you see Tashdeed on Mim. That's an example of Harf Mustaqqal. Example of Harf Mukhaffaf. Noon. Is there Tashdeed there? There's no Tashdeed there. If you look at Noon, there's right in front of the Qaf, there's no Tashdeed there. So that's an example of Harf Mukhaffaf. So there are four types of Madd al-Lazim. Four types of Madd al-Lazim. What's the first two? You write it down.
كلمي
and?
كلمي
مثقل. Very good. كلمي مخفف, كلمي مثقل. The other two, please. حرف.
حرف
مخفف. حرف
مثقل.
حرف مثقل. Are we clear? Hope so. It is imperative to pronounce the حروف المقطعات. حروف المقطعات. What are those? Is those letters which you pronounce with mud. Muqatta'at means letters which are pronounced separately. Letters which are pronounced
separately.
That's why they call huruf muqatta'at, because you pronounce it separately. Hameen, Taha, Qaf, Noon, Alif Lam Mim. You're pronouncing it separately, each one. Yeah? If I say, you can repeat after me. Kaf ha ya ayn sad. Again. Ikhfa is being implemented as well. Okay? So you must take care. The reason why is, if I was to break this up, So for example, عين سين القاف. What is عين سين قاف? It is عين عين سين and قاف. Yes. After nun ساكن سين comes. If after nun ساكن any of the 15 letters come, what do you do? إخفاء. Yes. If after nun ساكن or تنوين, if any of the 15 letters come, you do إخفاء. That's why you do إخفاء. Again, after nun, قاف has come. A قاف is one of the 15 letters. Again, you do إخفاء here. So عين سين قاف. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yes? So if I say one more time, you repeat afterwards. Again with عين and صاد. If I was to write عين and صاد, after nun ساكن, صاد has come. A صاد is one of the 15 letters. Hence, إخفاء will be done. So again, كاف ها يا nothing like that. If you need to practice and make your breath a bit more longer, those like play football, play a bit more football, more. That's an excuse to play football a bit more, running around a bit more, jumping up and down, don't know, whichever. مد العارض. This is the fourth one. Remember we said that مد فرعي are of four types. مد متصل, مد منفصل, مد لازم. مد لازم has also four types. And then you have مد عارض. This is مد عارض. مد عارض. عارض means something which has just appeared. Which is something which has appeared temporarily. Okay? Here they call it abrupt stop. You know, that's kind of a different meaning. It's like something that's accidental. It doesn't mean that. What it means here, normally عارض means a temporary stop. Hey? Temporary stop. If after any حروف المد there appears a ساكن which is caused by a waqf, which is caused by waqf. The reason why I said that, because in كلمي مخفف and حرف مخفف you have سكون there, don't you?
Yes.
But that سكون is not because of waqf. That سكون is part of the word آل آنا. Remember we did one آل آنا, the سكون there. That سكون is not because of waqf, is it? It's part of the word. And you got in قاف, قاف, the فاز got سكون. That سكون is not because you're stopping it, but it's the nature of that word, that which has a سكون in it. So this is a سكون which is caused by a waqf. Then such a mud is known as مد العارض. The length of recitation of مد العارض will be توسط, intermediate. Again, they said توسط, but you can do طول and you can do توسط and قصر. You can do all three. You can do all three. Now, in the first one, they've put a طاء, which is a sign of waqf. But also, although that is a مد العارض, because after حروف المد there is a سكون, but it's a mixture of both, because that is also مد متصل. What is it? Why the madam muttasil? Can anyone explain to me?
Because the hamza at the end, the same word.
In the same word. Awliya is the plural of wali. Plural of?
Wali.
What does wali mean?
Friend.
Friend. You guys are all awliya, you should know your names. So, an awliya means plural, means many friends. Okay? So, that hamza belongs to that word. Belongs to the word of awliya. So, after huruf al-mad, if hamza comes in the same word, then that mad is called mad muttasil. Here, you are not allowed to do qasr. You are not allowed to do qasr because we say mad muttasil is also known as mad wajib. Mad wajib means you've got to do mad. So you've got to do either tawassut or tool. Either tawassut or tool. You cannot do qasr. You cannot do qasr. But in normal mad'aris, you can do all three. For example, if you look at the next one, tad'un.
هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون.
That's tool. You want to do tawassut?
هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون.
قصر.
هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون.
So you can do all three. Right? Because if after while, if after حروف المد, if there's a sukoon due to what, then that is called madda aris. Hence, you can do all three. You can do all three. Because the sukoon on the noon is due to the waqf. It's due to the waqf. So, and that is temporary. If you wasn't going to stop, then you can't do more than qasr. You can't do more than? You can't say,
هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون من ال...
You can't do that. You can't lengthen. You have to be تدعون خلون. الحمد.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Straight lengthen, isn't it? First, carry on.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين.
First, stop.
الرحمن الرحيم.
First, carry on. We'll not stop there. The normal dialogue is
الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين.
This رحيمي, which is قصر, which is nature of that. Of the whole mother, that much you could. You can't say
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Rahim, you didn't do the mother, you didn't do mother at all. It's totally omitted. Then, no, that's haram. That is totally haram. Like I said before. So that's important.